It is the Tuesday edition. I asked the rat poison question, but I couldn't bring myself to call it rat poison edition.
Well, then you didn't ask.
Well, I did, though. The spirit of the question was the same. Is this what it was like to drive back from Green Bay with you for Jesse?
No, it took an extra 45 minutes.
Yeah. Ooh, can't wait to hear more about that edition. And is the Badgers Outsider still joining us? Does he still do that?
Yeah.
He was texting me during the game trying to take a victory lap about how great Jordan Love is, as if I didn't want him to be the quarterback anymore. Which we all know is not true, because I like Jordan. Edition. I'm Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app. Your Alexa smart speaker, and of course, streaming live video, although not exactly at this moment, on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. And of course, everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. We're all in our places with sunshiny faces. Jesse Nelson's back in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from the back seat of his vehicle, where he was Ubered back to...
I rode shotgun.
Sun Prairie. But apparently it took longer than expected. It is the Packers Hall of Famer. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. And how did... Since I have not taken on the job of Jeeves to pay off my cat surgery... how was Jeeves Jesse on the drive back?
He was good. He drove nice and safe. Again, he is a very methodical. Like, you want your kids riding with Jesse. He likes to ride right behind semis. Very steady. No, he doesn't like passing people. He likes to stay in the one lane and just stick about his business, which is great. But he, I don't know how many times he's driven. He goes up north all the time, and he takes this route, I would believe.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, for whatever reason, we're going past Rosendale, and Rosendale or Fond du Lac, it's kind of, you know, hit or miss. You can pick your poison when you're going. Yeah. I mean, if you want to go fast, which Jesse doesn't because he likes driving very steady, I would go Rosendale, or I would go Fond du Lac. If you want to go methodically, but it's shorter miles, go through Rosendale, but you're going to go slower. So Jesse, as we're going, I said, you're going to go through Fond du Lac? He goes, yep. I said, okay, great. No problem. He goes, yeah, get off on 150. I get off on Military. All right, they're on Military. Okay, great. Good stuff.
Is that your Jesse voice?
All of a sudden, he pulls over and exits early. And I'm looking at him like, you have to get
military
gas or something? And he goes, shucks. I got off and exit early. And then... he's going to make a U-E, and I said, well, can't you just keep going on this road because you know I can't stand backtracking? And he's like, I suppose we could. And then he panicked, and he said, I'm going to just do a U-E and go back. But to my credit, I did not say anything to Jesse other than, don't worry about the open for the show tomorrow. I think we got it. That was it.
All right. So, first of all, as I often do, I have questions. One... how did you end up being 45 minutes late then? Because it doesn't sound like this was a decision that was made.
It wasn't 45. It was.
Oh, you were exaggerating.
Minutes, probably out of
4.5 minutes. Yeah.
Okay. It was like 3 miles, 12 minutes.
Okay.
Is about what it was.
Now, Jesse, when you generally make this drive, because as some of your fellow producers like to joke, anything to get out of the office, so you trekked up for this, and you are obviously at the game on Sunday night, so in fairness to you, you didn't just do it this way. But which way do you normally go? Do you normally go 151, like 41 to 151 all the time, or do you use the 26 cut through, which is slower?
I take Military Road. Is that accurate, Tausch's impression of me? You take 151 up from the Madison area. You take it to Military Road, go past the Fond du Lac Sports Park, where I've always wanted to play mini golf. And then you get right on 41 from there, and you take it all the way up to Green Bay, and if you're going to the cabin
route.
Beyond. Yep.
It's a fine route, but that's not what you did.
And if there's bad weather, if there's like a snowstorm or even one time we had a really bad rainstorm, thunderstorm coming down, then we stay on 41 all the way to 151. Keep it on the main roads.
But it's over for Rosendale is what you're telling me.
Yeah, Rosendale's a waste of my time. I'm not going to Rosendale.
Well, I haven't driven through there yet. They redid the road because 26 was closed for, I think, 6 months.
Okay.
And again, I don't know. I would love to get, I think, the Road Builders Association and how they go about their
RBA.
Business, picking which roads get done.
Sure.
No, it's something. It's a different acronym.
I know.
I'm always fascinated to see how long it actually ends up taking and if they get it done under budget and everything else.
Very concerned about the budget.
Somebody should be, for God's sake. I mean, that's a whole other conversation. It's another thing.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
You've turned into my
you
grandfather.
You brought it up. I didn't.
Oh, nobody worries about the budget anymore.
Just let the roadie road.
I just told you I'm not getting into it.
Yes, no, you're not, but it was fine. All right, so just to be clear, if this 26 project, but over budget, under budget, at budget, whatever it ended up being, has now opened up 26, are you going to reutilize?
I mix and match.
It's just based on your mood, like you dress?
It goes, I think coming back, I like going Rosendale. Going up, I like going Fond du Lac. That's typically how I do it. Don't say it's right or wrong. That's just how I do it.
Okay. Hey, well, you do it as long as you're not stopping. And the reason I ask this of you is because if you don't hit the one light in Rosendale, you are stopping, and your forward motion syndrome is problematic.
Going backwards bothers me.
Making stopping to pee bothers you.
A U-turn.
Getting snacks.
If you have to. On a two-hour trip, no, we don't need to stop to pee, but... for instance, this weekend, if I have a long trip, I'm carpooling with a couple of other people. They know where we're at, and I'm certain there'll be some issues that come up. But when I am not driving, I cede control. I will quietly seethe. I do not yell.
Quietly
I don't say, oh.
Seethe. That's a great
I will
line.
Say, boy, we need to make another stop. Why are we stopping again?
Oh.
Who can't? So that
passive
annoys
aggressive
me, but I will be in. It's not even passive. I'm very aggressive about it. Why are we stopping? So we'll see how that goes. But the boys that listen to the show that are going to be riding with me, they know we're flying through. We're not going to be making any pit stops.
Big time disappointed dad vibes from Tausch yesterday in the passenger seat. As I'm turning around on Johnson, it was a very uncharacteristic thing. I don't know what happened. Is I got
sure
behind.
Is.
I moved over because I saw the sign that said like 2 miles till the exit. And traffic was picking up a little bit. I got behind a semi.
He went from the right lane to the far right lane.
Semi was going super slow. I was a little impatient, but I thought, I don't think I have enough time to go around this thing.
I've never ridden with somebody that wants to pass a semi less than Jesse. I think, Jesse, do you like drafting behind the semi so you can save gas miles?
Saving gas,
is that
sure.
Kind of what-
I think Tausch was just irritable because in the front seat to my Honda Civic from Zimbrick Honda just off the Beltline on the west side of Madison. He was a little scrunched.
Ooh.
I was comfortable. Surprisingly, I was comfortable. I was not scrunched at all.
Scrunched or
but Jesse,
comfortable
again,
like someone
as I
who's
said yesterday,
in the fetal position, yeah. Mm-hmm.
As I said yesterday, thank you for the lift. I appreciated it. It was very nice of you to do, so I was able to do the show up there and hang out with my two best friends up in Green Bay. So thank you guys very much.
Frank Winters and Ruvell Martin. Hey.
No, I got to see Marco.
Marco was there?
Great.
I love Marco.
He was, yep. Looking good.
I've got a great autographed picture of him that I picked up at the local Goodwill of him, like, choking a Tampa Bay Buccaneers player, and he signed it. I think we should auction it off for charity. It's a great photo.
I think it's kind of in poor taste to do that. Like, if you ask for an autograph, I don't like the fact you just go dump it at Goodwill or something. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, no, I agree. I was happy to find it.
Matter of fact, when somebody does that, it's kind of 96? A slap to the face of...
Who was 96
Billy
for the
Lyons?
Buccaneers? No, for the Buccaneers.
Billy Lyons was 96. Do I care who 96 was?
Because he's the guy that's getting choked. You would have gone against
him. Okay, great.
Him.
Well, who is it?
I'll look it up. Thank you for your service. All right, last question on this travail that you guys experienced. Would you if Jesse was an Uber driver, how many stars would you give him?
Oh, he'd get 5 stars. He is safe. He's steady.
His car is clean.
He lets you eat in the car. His car was clean. Yeah. A very, very nice companion in the car. He
good conversation.
He takes phone calls. I was able to catch up with some of our ESPN Madison teammates because, as you know, Jesse's a big deal.
Yeah.
And he is
manager.
A content director. And Jesse helped me vote for the Heisman Trophy. I was not going to vote. He kind of said, you got to do it, Tausch.
Mm.
And I thought, do I? And he kind of strong-armed me into my Heisman vote.
So you're not strong-armed by us ever.
I can't reveal any of who I selected, but I'll just put it this way. I have – can I even say this, Jesse? Can I say that two of the three that I voted for may or may not have made the trip to New York? Can I say that, or is that not allowed?
You're the one who knows all the rules, which, by the way, half our drive home yesterday when I wasn't on the phone or messing up directions was helping Tausch figure out how to log in to vote for the Heisman Trophy.
Wow.
You remember the first three numbers. I'll take the last three. Oh, that one didn't work. Got to do it again.
That is true. It did. What a hot mess the Heisman Trophy voting stuff is. It is. I've told you guys this for 4 years. It needs a total revamp, and they are not revamping it. I should not be voting, and I think most people, there shouldn't be 1,000 blanket voters for the Heisman Trophy. 32 NFL scouts. Bam. Done. Vote. Be done with it. That's what should happen.
The great rivalries in sports now are Michigan, Ohio State, Duke, North Carolina, Packers, Bears, and Tausch versus two-factor authentication.
That's a pretty good line.
I can't argue with that, Jesse. I can't.
Yeah.
As I'm sitting here on a Zoom, on a vMix call all by myself because you've sent 15 links.
It's in your
well, I'm losing
photos.
All those battles.
I'm glad that Will Pauling and Tanner Mordecai each got a Heisman vote, so that's good. But we'll have to wait and see which of the finalists actually wins. All right. I'm glad you guys got home safe and sound. It was great to see you, all kidding aside. It was fun to do the show in person, and now for me to be able to talk to Jesse and see him, and for me to be able to see Tausch on the sideline of a game, smiling happily.
Can you tell I'm annoyed at Jesse for
yes.
this VMix thing?
Yes. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Well, I've clicked on both. I'm sitting here on a blue screen all by myself. Like, what am I even doing?
Oh, you're Mr. Lonely. Well, great opportunity for you, for no one to see you, as you continue to work through the new December read for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Because we know you're kind of like the Packers, right? Early in the season, some growing pains, but by the end of the year, you're going to be, and the end of the month, you're going to have it all pulled together for Gina Della.
You know that's right. And Santa has been talking about a very special gift that you can unwrap now, but you don't have to pay for a year and a half. Wow,
what
a layaway plan that is. You can let Pella replace your leaky windows and doors while you put no money down, make no payments, with no interest for, I have to check this because early in the month I always get this screwed up.
Yeah,
but I think it says no interest for 18 months, which in today's climate is absolutely absurd. No interest for 18 months. Pella's elves, they install year-round and can finish installation in as little as a day. Hurry up, though. This incredible deal does end on December 31st, which is New Year's Eve. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions do apply. See showroom for details.
All right. I want to get to the rat poison, which I did not actually use that term,
sounds
of course.
Yummy.
Yeah, delicious. I'm the one who's distributing it, right? Isn't that what you're saying with my positivity and my stories?
Well, see, I don't know how you're going to approach. Yeah, I'll see how you approach this week.
Very positively, for sure. I even approach things positively when they're not playing well, which is a little strange, but that's how I'm wired. We will see how Tausch views my question about handling success next. Matt LaFleur answers that question on Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Jesse, I'm going to send you this awesome Marco Rivera. He's not choking the guy. He's actually got his fist, and he's pushing.
Throat punching.
It's hitting him in the cheek. And I don't know if it... Did the photographer get it just as he was punching him and connecting, or was he, like, pushing down on the guy's face with his fist? Either way...
pushing down on his face. That made the Hall of Fame, matter of fact. That was in the Hall of Fame for a full year.
In the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Yes. Yep.
Wow. So this is a valuable photo that somebody dropped off.
Well, it doesn't seem like it. Doesn't seem like it is.
Valuable to me. Could be your. We can put that in instead of your smiling face on the side.
Why am I not on here now?
We got on.
What are we doing here?
Let me.
Hey!
Go 3K.
This is the kind of fun stuff you miss out on if you're not watching.
Why is that so close?
On Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Hey, you're zoomed in. Nice nostril hairs.
What are we doing here, Jess?
So we're still. I would say we're still in our infancy. We've been on video for a while. But we still have some ups and downs with it. Yesterday, Jesse went to Quick Trip to get you your Karuba coffee, which I misspelled in my tweet. That really bothered me.
What are we doing here? Why is this thing so close to me? What is going on, Jesse? There. Okay, now we're back.
Are you good?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I don't know. I hope so.
We're happy to have you on video. You can join us Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and we are starting to use the YouTube comments more. I don't know if we'll have the every 10-minute alarm, but
never again.
Why? Well, I thought that was fun. No,
Jesse's worn out.
Okay, I won't.
No, Jesse got pretty.
I just think it was too frequent.
I won't say never again. Maybe once an hour would be okay. Yeah.
I think we probably do twice. That's six times the course of the show. We can do that. Speaking of asking questions, which is what folks did in the comments of the YouTube stream, I asked Matt LaFleur. I didn't like the way it came out. And frankly, I had a tough day yesterday, press conference-wise. I got
I like beat, that you're accountable.
I got beat to the punch about eight times. You know, I try to not be an interrupter unless it's Taylor Swift singing Last Christmas emanating from my phone. I try not to do that. And so I pause a beat after the answer to make sure that there's not more coming. And others, they jump the routes, and I'm not good at that. I'm more of a zone coverage guy. And so every time I started, Matt. And I never got it. So this was, I think it was the last question of the press conference. And by then, I don't think Matt's heart was in it anymore. His answer wasn't great. He was kind of like, it looked like it felt like he kind of meandered through his answer. Jesse, would you agree after hearing it?
Yeah, you tried to butter him up a little bit at the start with a callback that it seemed like he wasn't
classic
having
Wildy.
Much of.
Yeah, that is one of my
That's
tools in
moves.
My toolbox. Yep. Yeah. All right, so here it is. Again, I did not use the term. Are you telling your guys not to take the rat poison? I just don't like saying poison. Don't like it. Not a fan.
Fair.
But
yeah, don't do it then. That's fair.
Well, it didn't. In retrospect, I probably should have. Here's our exchange.
I can't believe you punted on the Jim Moore invitation, but you talked officiating for 5 minutes. You talked about what you talked about with the team, with Malik. What was your messaging about staying the course and not getting over your skis? Because somebody asked you last night, you know, how does a young team respond to the success? And you said, we're going to find out. So how did you go about kind of inoculating them to make sure that they're in the right headspace and thinking about something other than the playoff picture?
Well, I think, you know, just going back and thinking about where we were, and it's always about us in that room, and it doesn't matter what. That's why I don't try not to read too much, if anything. It's just whatever Waller sends me. But it's just because you don't want it to affect how you do your job. You know, you gotta keep it about the team and understand that. There's going to be challenges. Every week is a new challenge, and you know, you got to stay focused on what's right in front of you. And you know, as soon as you start feeling yourself and you feel like you've arrived, this league has a way of knocking you off. And bottom line is, we're a 500 football team. We're 6-6 right now, and we clawed out of a tough spot. But you know, every week you got to bring your A game. And so the reason we were able to kind of overcome some of that adversity is because of the effort and the work that we put in to get to where we are now. And it's not, it's so we know the formula, and you got to stay the course. And it all comes down to the work you're putting in, being intentional about what you're doing, and just being disciplined throughout the process. And I do think that this group, I think that we've kind of learned the hard way of what it takes. And there's still many challenges right in front of us. So we got to have we just got to get back to work and have another great week of prep, because it's a new challenge on Monday night in New York.
See what I mean?
Well, I don't know about you guys. I'm ready to go to bed.
Yeah, it was just a
monotone. Like,
told you,
totally done with. Yeah, that was bad. Yeah, bad question, worse answer. And you know what? It's on you to get good answers. You know that. You didn't do it.
I own that. I did not. No,
yeah, the whole thing sucked. It's like it's almost as like is it Happy Gilmore or Happy Madison? Billy Madison.
Happy Madison.
I learned, but you know what? I did glean one bit of information from that. It was a bunch of word salad garbage.
Yada.
Like, I don't
yada,
want to even
yada.
Take that transcript and burn it, but leave this one part in there, because that's the part you should focus on. We're a 500 football team.
Yeah.
That's the messaging he's going to say. Uh-huh. And that slaps you in the face, because it kind of lets you get both sides of it. It tells you, you haven't done jack. You won a couple of big games, build that confidence, but we're still a 500 football team. We're in the middle of the pack as far as things go. The hard part's going to be, everybody is now loving up on you. It doesn't matter which channel you have on. Right. Everybody is. Jordan loves the guy. He's going to get his new contract. He's great. The Hall of Fame thing. Oh, the Bears fans are doing this. All of it is rat poison, and it's going to be a good test for these guys. And if I'm guessing right now, I think Green Bay will come on and beat them in the second half, but I'm guessing it's going to be a little bit of a sludge.
Really?
I think there will be. It's a night game. I hope that that's not the case, but I think it is going to be a monster mental hurdle for this football team to go into New York on a Monday night game and try and bring that same energy that they had for Kansas City, because the Giants are probably looking at this as their last big hurrah on the season. Tyrod Taylor might be back. I learned that in our drive back.
Yeah.
Whether or not he's going to be available. If he's available, I'm all of a sudden nervous that this team, we might get beat. That's where I'm at. And I hope that that's how that team feels. Because there is going to be, today's their off day. I'm sure they're doing a bunch of cool stuff, holiday season, all this stuff. This is the epitome for a 6-6 football team. This is the epitome of what a trap game would look like.
So from your playing experience, do you remember weeks like this and you could feel it coming, that you guys weren't where you needed to be and that it was going to be a sludge match because you guys either were coming off of a big win or had won a bunch in a row and you were playing an inferior opponent? Like, can coaches or veteran players, which there's not a ton of on this team, feel this sort of thing coming? And then if that's true, then what can you do about it to prevent it from turning into what you're predicting, which I agree with you on?
Yeah, I think there were times, and again, it's tougher on short weeks, but times when we'd go up to the Pontiac Silverdome when it was, when they stunk and we were pretty good, and you just kind of got the hunch, got to just grind through this.
Okay.
That's kind of sometimes because not every game is going to be Kansas City where you execute at a high level and beat a really good team. There are games that you're going to struggle and sludge around and play a little bit loose. And the good teams find ways to win those games. That's the next step for this team. Now, you've seen where they're at. They have now reset as far as where this team can be by what they've done. Now it's going to be, how are you going to go when you're not going good? Because young teams will sometimes kind of falter, and can they dig out of it if it doesn't go well? The good news is the Giants are god-awful, and you can probably sludge around and still find a way to win and not have to be that great. I'd love to see this team just come out and just stomp them. And if they can do that, then you see another step in the progression of what this football team is. So I don't think Matt LaFleur is into that messaging part of it yet. I'm sure he left them with on their day off with the idea of get some work in, get study the film. And the fact that they didn't give him off on Monday, when they have a Monday night game after that big win, it lets you know, you know, messaging-wise to your team, hey, man, we ain't done jack. And that's the little bit that I gleaned from that really poor interaction between probably your worst of the year. Just shooting straight with you. You know that. Wow. Nothing personal. Well, Jason, really would you say that was your worst?
I think that was your worst interaction? I think the circumstances dictated the failure more so than the quality of the question, but I could have definitely really done better.
It was 25 minutes in.
It was what? Who?
Long. Okay. Harry.
Truman, he's going for him.
You're not really Trumaning up there.
No, I should have gone.
You're blaming the clock. Blaming the late entry into the deal.
We're a young team.
Harry Truman would say, I'm going to be better. Buck stops here.
I want to defend Jason because if the Bengals are watching, if the Bengals are watching film today and they only watch the last play of the in the final 2 minutes of overtime, do you think that's the best effort from the offensive lineman on every play there? Or should you watch something earlier on and like the first quarter you might be giving it a little bit? You know, you're a little more energetic.
Jesse, I appreciate you defending me, but I'm putting this on LaFleur. He was sick of it. I shouldn't have even now, I will own the fact that I should have never asked the question. I should have just recognized that the press conference had ended 5 minutes earlier, and then Huber gets in there, and he says, you may want to punt on this question, but he asks, don't they have to fix the officiating because it sucks in the NFL? It's basically what Bill said. Bill is very, very, very direct. And he's not wrong, but it was interesting to watch LaFleur, who I think got tired trying to negotiate the curves of, I want to be able to say how that was a terrible call on the hit on Mahomes at the sideline without getting himself fined. I should have just said, you know what, it's not happening today, let it go. But instead, I wanted to get my quote for my story, so I asked, and he was done. He monotoned his way through. He's like, damn it, Wildy, I'd rather have you play Taylor Swift than have to answer this question. Like, he was done. Because he had been very good the night before. I mean, we were joking with him about the Jim Moore imitation he does and everything else. And that was, I misread the situation. You want me to Truman up? Should have not asked at all.
But you just Trumaned up by blaming LaFleur. That's the opposite of Trumaning
that's
up.
That's not Trumaning.
I'm saying I shouldn't have asked the question at all.
No, that's you me. Said I'm putting it on LaFleur. Well, you I just am. Said I'm blaming LaFleur.
You're right. Well, you think throughout Truman's
Anti-Truman.
Entire administration, at no point did he say, my Secretary of State screwed up. Never.
Not publicly, he didn't. Publicly, he said Trumaning up. I'm going to buck stop with you.
No.
And I don't know if I've ever heard you buck stops with you.
The buck stops here.
Oh, come on. That's
not fair.
The
buck stops with LaFleur. The buck stops with Matt. That's what I'm hearing.
You Jesse Nelson.
The buck stops with Rogers. The buck stops with Jesse.
Yeah, never stops with Tausch. I never say that, though. Speaking of Tausch, what a great opportunity. I know that this not unlike the Pella Windows and Doors conversations that we have, where they change every month. This is a debut on our show.
Oh,
are you
very excited?
Truman over here is curious. You're excited? Are you anxious? Are you nervous? This is big.
I am because
we're big fans of these folks.
This is going to be more ad libby for an initial than I normally like. But Jesse's got a photo that I asked him to put up on the video screen to announce our new partnership. We could not be more excited. We love Wisconsin brands. We love Wisconsin brands. We've been fortunate to work with a bunch of them. And here we go with Quick Trip. I could not be. What was that? There we go. Look at that. We had Jesse. And by the way, shocking, those Glazers, I didn't have any of them. FYI, I had the coffee that's in that mug. We're up against the G. But we could not be more excited to be working with Quick Trip. And I can't wait to tell you all about it. I'm in there constantly. I get my gas there, coffee. And one of my favorites is the chicken. And Mondays, they have the rotisserie chicken for $6. And you can make meal upon meal with your rotisserie chicken. I love their chicken tenders. I love their buffalo sauce. They're hand-breaded. They're big, juicy chicken tenders. Oh, baby. And this is something I got to get better at now. Ordering ahead in your Quick Rewards app. You can take care of payment ahead of time. Orders can be picked up in-store or brought to your car curbside. I'll get better at that. I'll get better at the reads, but I cannot be more excited about our partnership with Quick Trip and all of the times that we stopped there. Now I get to talk about them on a, I think, pretty consistent basis. Don't know how many days a week, but we'll figure that out.
Check the Truman up on the delivery of the ending there. I can say this. I love their Glazers, as you can tell from the box. One of my favorite things to get there.
A lot of Wildy in them Glazers, no doubt about that.
I think there was. I think I had two of those. I think there's two left. It looks like in there. So Jesse had two. I had two, and there's two left. I think.
Well, it's kind of hard to see because the thumb is back in the picture again.
Oh my God! That's amazing.
Yeah. Right there on the left side. Yeah. Thumb is in there.
Yeah. Well, I was so focused on the background that I didn't. Yeah. The good news is I didn't notice. Well, well done. We're excited to have Quick Trip on board. I love how they say, "We'll see you next time." Every time you check out, we will talk about them next time too, and we look forward to that as well. But we're happy to have them on board. And Tausch is right. We're really, really fortunate that we have so many great Wisconsin brands that support this show, and we will never, ever, ever take that for granted. I'm still not taking the blame for that lame answer, but we're going to change gears, and we're going to listen to some other, more exciting conversations. We're going to play a little Did You Hear This? All of the shows across ESPN Wisconsin react to the Packers beating the Chiefs. We'll play that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
At one point, there was some debate, even though someone on the panel said that Jordan Love was playing awesome. I was critiqued for saying that I saw glimpses of brilliance. And then when things started to go well, I was like, I still think they've got some clunkers, and let's not get too over our skis. Which, by the way, lost in the critique of that question and lame-o answer from Matt LaFleur was the fact that I did get over your skis into the question. But that's fine. Me, Truman. The Truman Show. But...
Well, I've always been told by you, it's never about the question. It's about the answer.
It's about the answer, and the answer stuck.
You got a crappy answer, so own it. Yeah. Move on. It's okay to say, I stunk. You ask your players to say, I didn't play very well. Jason, how did you ask your question yesterday? I wasn't very good yesterday. It's okay.
That was literally the phrase I said to start the whole conversation.
But then you backtracked and put it on LaFleur.
I did say that, and I'm standing by that part of it, but I could have been better. All right, anyway. I'm not doing this anymore.
Which part?
The tamping down expectations.
Oh.
Good one.
Wow.
Good one. I can't, right? Like, you beat the Lions and the Chiefs back-to-back. I can't anymore. I can't. Oh, hey, hold on. Let the playoff talk. No, can't do it anymore. Still think there's a clunker left in this last five games.
Come on in. I told you the pool was warm. Jump on in. It's fun over here.
I'm going to just dangle my feet still.
Little ducks. No. You just said you're not tamping down expectations. Get your butt in the pool.
I don't have my swim shirt with me.
Put your swim shirt on and jump on in.
Time to play a little Did You Hear This?
Consider it the radio version of a conversation at the water cooler. It's time for Did You Hear This on Wildy and Tausch.
A lot of people had things to say yesterday following the Packers' win over the Chiefs. Let's start more on the negative end.
Oh, boy.
Greeny nationally. Of course, a lot of the outrage from the game was about the officiating.
Oh, was Evan hosting for him, or who was hosting
for
him?
No, Greeny was back. He had COVID last week, Tausch.
He was not.
He wasn't on vacation in the Bahamas. He, like, couldn't talk.
Or Fort Myers.
I'd like to check the tape. Okay, continue.
Here's what Greeny had to say about officiating in the NFL following the Packers' win over the Chiefs.
Football is an almost impossible sport to officiate correctly, much less adequately. But this is why we have instant replay. I've been saying this on the air for 15 years. Instant replay has been bastardized. It's been made into something it should never have been. It shouldn't be slowing up the game as much as it is. It should be in place only to correct egregiously wrong decisions made by the officials on the field. And those can come on any play, they can come in any circumstance, and they can come in quote-unquote non-reviewable situations, which never made sense to me. Non-reviewable situations should be an oxymoron.
Tausch, you love a good suggestion to improve the game.
Yeah, this is such a stupid take by Greeny. He should go on vacation again. Because egregious doesn't mean egregious. Like, what is egregious? So, I've said this after the most egregious is the New Orleans Saints being
pass interference.
They were robbed. Mm-hmm. That was egregious. We can all agree. But what you don't get, and they tried this. You don't get a flag and you review it. It's literally impossible to say, oh, okay, we'll do that. Because here's what's going to happen. And it's already to the point from a fan standpoint where every time something, and it used to just be on kickoffs. Kickoff return for a tutter. Oh, boy, is there a flag? And the worst part about being a fan is sitting there saying, oh, is there a flag? Live in the moment. Go and watch when Keyshawn Nixon makes a great play. And then Andy Reid's like, well, old boy was lined up in the neutral zone. I'm going to challenge that. Hopefully they were. And if they weren't, it is going to set such a bad precedent. Now, I am all on board with the actual calls, whether it's stepping out of bounds, catching with 2 feet, all of those things that you can actually tangibly say. When you start doing judgment calls, you literally, every time there's a big play, I'm Matt LaFleur, I'm going to say, yeah, check left guard at his hands outside the frame. That's holding. Or on the flip side of it, oh, well, there is pass interference on that play. And what are you going to do, give one challenge? So if you use your challenge, you can't challenge the MVS pass interference? Or is it just going to be turning it into, we want every play reviewed? It's such a horrible, we have so many babies. Because Kansas City lost, everybody's up in arms. Get over it. It was a bad call. It could have been called. Mahomes's was called, and that was a bad call. That actually could be reviewed. I'm not opposed to, I don't want every late hit reviewed, because the quarterback's helmet gets hit pretty much every play. I can remember when T.J. Watt drilled Rodgers, they should have called it. They didn't, because it was T.J. Watt. Those are the realities. You want to ruin the fan experience? Do what Greeny just put in. Implement that, and you know who would be the first person complaining about it? When the Jets get a call that goes
Greeny.
Against them?
Evan Cohen filling in for Greeny.
Yeah.
I actually would argue that I think they have improved the replay system tremendously. I think the after further discussion.
Calls. On judgment calls?
No, I'm in my turn now. I would say that they have improved it with the whole sky judge without a sky judge. You were the one who called for that years ago. You were 1,000% right.
I'm on board with that.
So that has been improved. The problem is, I agree with you, that on judgment calls, what the hell are you going to do? Because we saw them try to do this with the egregious, right? Egregious was the word that kept the Saints out of the Super Bowl and sent the Rams there. And so we tried to do judgment calls, and it didn't work. It was an abject. It was so bad that the NFL basically told them, hey, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
In the season. Like, they didn't. They changed the
fixed.
Rule without changing it.
Perfect. It's all fixed, though, now. Yep. It's all good.
I understand what Greeny is going for here. I think there were two instances of egregious missed calls or wrong calls almost back-to-back, because I don't think that the hit that Jonathan Owens put on Patrick Mahomes should have been a penalty.
No, it wasn't a penalty. I agree.
But it was a penalty.
Yeah.
And Matt LaFleur made a great
point. Gary got called. Rashawn Gary drew a holding penalty. That wasn't a hold.
Agree. But Matt LaFleur made a great point yesterday by saying that their own quarterback, I remember this because I was helicoptering about it, pretended like he was going to go out of bounds, and then he scooted up the sideline for like 20 more yards against the Saints. So if you're, you can't, you got to hit him. He's in bounds. On the flip side, so the Packers have that go against them, and the pass interference was definitely missed. Should have been called. But Greeny did something there that you don't do. He complained about something without giving a solution of any sort. Like, it is untenable to review all this stuff. He actually complained about it slowing down the game so badly, and then basically said, hey, all these we got to be on the lookout for all these things that could go wrong. Doesn't work that way. I think that they're doing the best they can, but if you want to legislate all of the judgment calls, that is a Pandora's box. You've already opened up once, and now you slammed it shut again.
Failed.
So
failed.
You don't want to open it again, even if it happened on Sunday Night Football and the Chiefs lost because of it. All right, let's do this. We'll play
That argument with the Chiefs losing, it's the same straw man about Dez not catching it. You're still down 8.
Yeah,
you got to get a touchdown.
Point.
You got to go down and score.
Yep.
It's just why everybody is so in love with the Kansas City Chiefs. Great. You got Florio because he hates the Packers. Fine. I don't care. Say whatever you want. But you're not bringing any solutions to the table. Judgment calls, there is nothing about a judgment. Judgment calls are get better reffing.
Right. Hire
get some old players like old T. I'm ready to go. I will be an official in the NFL if called upon. I'll do it.
But
and I'll be great.
No one's
and I'm going to promise you one thing. Old T ain't throwing many flags. I can guarantee you that. Players play. Refs should be secondary in this business. And they're
Players play round two of Did You Hear This? Next, it's Will the Tausch.
This. From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, Tito's Handmade Vodka is there on game day for every fan. Find cocktail recipes at titosvodka.com. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Merry Christmas. Happy
Jesse, tell me that part two of Did You Hear This does not include anything from Greeny or about refereeing and the replay system.
It does not, no.
Okay. By the way, Jason, can you explain to Jesse what filibustering is? He's telling me I'm filibustering that last point. I didn't filibuster. I made my point. What was that?
Matt LaFleur in that terrible answer to that not-so-terrible question did some filibustering.
You trying to say it was a good question now?
No, I'm not. I was making a joke. Would you please just stop interrupting me? It was a terrible question and a terrible answer, and we both should take some ownership of it, not just me alone. But he meandered through, and it was like he was eating up time till he got to what he wanted to say, and then he ended up using a lie that he'd used the night before about we're a 500 football team, so it was a waste of time, and it's all my fault and Matt's. But filibustering is taking up a bunch of time that you're not really saying anything, and Tausch did not do that. He was definitely not just talking to talk.
Yeah,
now,
Jesse.
If I may, can we get to the other pieces of Did You Hear
This? Let's go.
Consider it the radio version of a conversation at the water cooler. It's time for Did You Hear This on Wildy and Tausch.
All right, Tausch, no gerrymandering while we go through these next two. Kyle Wallace.
I don't think you fully understand.
He doesn't know what that word means either.
I took an AP Government and Politics course, though, at Muskego High School. Kyle Wallace. Yesterday on Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. weekday afternoons on ESPN Wisconsin. Get ready for this one. Jason, you said you're not going to temper expectations anymore. Here you go.
I declare the Green Bay Packers are the best team in the NFC North. It's not even a question for me, Ben. They are the best football team in the NFC North. Now, I understand because of the way that the season started, the Packers started off rocky, they may not win the NFC North. But what did we learn last year? Going into this season, we knew last year at the end of the season is that the Detroit Lions were probably, if not the best team. We know the Vikings might have had a better record. It was the Detroit Lions that you expected to probably be the best team in the NFC North this year, despite not winning the NFC North last year. When you look at the Green Bay Packers, they are one of the hottest teams in football right now. This team started 2-5. They're a complete mess. And since then, they have truly rebounded and found themselves. They are right now turning a corner, and they are clicking on all cylinders.
Jason? Best team in the NFC North?
Kyle's entitled to his opinion. But I will say this, after what happened on Thanksgiving, it's hard to tell him he's wrong. Like, wow. The season has ebbs and flows.
Wow.
And the way the Packers are playing right now, it's hard to tell him that he's wrong. Now, the question is, can they sustain it? And if they get to the playoffs and Tausch is right and they end up as the sixth seed, who do you believe wins a playoff game at Ford Field? The Lions or the Packers? I think it's probably a toss-up in my mind. Hey, look at that. We're on the same page there. You had to be on the video to see Tausch flipping a coin without the coin. I'm not going to temper his expectations. I'm not going to tell him that he's definitely wrong. Now,
jumping in the pool?
I don't like swimming. But I will. I'm in the pool area.
It's not an ocean.
I'm in
okay,
the pool area.
Pool adjacent.
And dangling my feet in.
Really, a kiddie pool.
Tausch, are you telling him he's wrong?
You jump in the hot tub? Will you jump in the hot tub or no?
I'm not a hot tub guy.
Too many germs, right?
Germs. You would think the hot temperature would take care of those, but I don't think that's true.
That's the whole point of the hot temperature. Uh-huh. I think it's a toss-up with the Detroit Lions. They're going to win the division, in my opinion, because they got the big lead. But right now, Green Bay's a better football team than the Detroit Lions. Right now. We'll see if that continues. But you look at the NFL in a week-to-week basis. That's how I do it. You can say I'm wrong. I project, I'll make predictions, unlike some on this panel, and I predict that you're going to see that matchup, and I cannot wait to have to go to Peacock and watch that as a Peacock game and a playoff. That's what's going to end up happening. Saturday night, Peacock it up in Detroit, and Jesse and his buddies are going to make the trip over. That's what I envision happening.
Did you hear this?
No chance.
No chance of that happening, or no chance of us going to the game?
Peacock is going to end up getting whoever the Jaguars host in the first round. That's just how they're going to get the last pick.
The rate they're going, they're not going to be hosting
anybody. Packers-Lions would be maybe the first pick of all the wild card weekend games, the way this is playing out. There's no way they end up on Peacock.
Next, before we go.
Yep, Leroy Butler, Packers and NFL Hall of Famer, appearing on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio yesterday. Tausch, grade the analogy in the commentary on the Packers from Leroy Butler.
People say, what are the odds of them having Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and he didn't even go to a Power 5 school. He didn't put up gaudy numbers. They drafted him. He's been sitting there marinating, just sitting there waiting to get put in the oven. Now he's out of the oven. He's no longer an appetizer. He's an entree.
Jordan Love, no longer an appetizer. He's an entree, according to Leroy Butler. Tausch, your assessment?
It's okay. I don't know. I mean, if you're a quarterback, you're always going to be an entree. It's just a matter of what kind of entree. Like, you slow cook, how you go about cooking, and where you're at. And obviously, Jordan Love is cooking in a big way right now. So I actually liked his other quote better. About the band, where it was.
That's what I was expecting.
It's not a one-man band.
We're going to get to that. I wanted to get to that later when Evan joins us in the week. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to put this on Jesse as a failure as far as which quote he put up. But the analogy's fine. Not my, it wouldn't be what I would consider an all-time great, but it's not horrific like I've heard from other people.
What kind of entree is Zach Wilson?
I don't know.
Every quarterback's an entree. What kind of entree is he?
What's an entree that has been used up? It'd be one of those Hungry Man meals that is over-microwaved and you got to throw out. That's what Zach Wilson would be.
Ah, interesting.
Or
like one of those Salisbury like steaks that nobody eats anymore?
He's like an undercooked... he might be raw poultry. He might be raw poultry.
Salmonella. At quarterback, Salmonella. Manila. All right. Wash down that uncooked poultry with a Coors Light, would you please?
No, I'm going to celebrate when I drink Coors Light, and it's brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill the mountains on Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans. They turn blue. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
10 o'clock hour starts next. It's Wildey and Tausch.